Welcome into the Air Sports Podcast. I'm Chandler Carney. With me, as always, Brady Scott.
What up?
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. How are you? Not as great as me.
Well, you know, not gonna point any fingers, but could be better.
I mean, with your situation, that's understandable. Why don't you let the people know what you got going on, man?
I am part of the 1%.
That's special.
It's not the 1% I'd love to be a part of.
Well, what would you love to be a part of?
I'd love to be a part of, you know, the Billionaire Boys Club, but no, maybe not them. They were, you know, they were stealing money from people.
I mean, you got to get it how you got to get it.
I've been diagnosed with Bell's palsy.
And okay.
I have to live with this disease. But we will find a cure.
Yes, we will.
In my namesake, we will.
We'll devote a statue in your honor.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, I'm not dying. I just have, like, facial paralysis on the left side.
Could be worse, what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to pick a part of your body to be paralyzed, why wouldn't you pick your face? You don't even use it or, like, your ears.
I mean, yeah, I guess you have a point.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse, man. I'm not down about it, but...
I'd choose no paralysis if I had a choice.
But well, I mean, like, gun to your head, choose what you want paralyzed.
My pinky finger on my left hand.
Yeah, but, I mean, you might need that one day.
To what?
When you pull the shocker on her. You got to have the pinky finger, man.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, though, I'm doing way better than Florida State Athletics, though.
Yeah, they've had a rough past year. And it all started with the hiring of Willie Taggart and the signing of Dominic Oleniechek.
I don't forget about Alex Hornibrook, too.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I mean, I knew when they fired him, I was like, this is about to be comical.
They signed the worst two white Division I transfers in the history of college athletics.
Ever. Ever. Name a shittier duo than that.
You'd be hard-pressed.
Yeah. I mean, that's worse than, well, I mean, what's a terrible duo, man?
Matt Luke and Glenn Boyce.
Yeah, okay, or Nick Fitzgerald in a passing game.
I mean, we serve valid points there, I believe.
Matt Luke and timeouts in the fourth quarter.
Second half. In general.
Look, Deion Sanders should never be mentioned for this job.
No. He's a high school offense coordinator, and the only reason he's a high school offense coordinator is because he can coach his son. As soon as his son graduates, everybody knows he's going to resign.
Yeah, I mean, look, you need stability in your program. This is what happens when you limit your search. If you recall correctly, Florida, when Jimbo Fisher left, and we all thought Jimbo was the problem, maybe he was smarter than we think, and we're giving him credit.
Maybe he just saw the writing on the wall and got
it. Look, I'm going to get out when I get out, and I'm going to go to a good program. And then Florida State said, we know what, we're going to hire somebody of color, and that's it. Well, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, that to hire someone of color.
Yeah.
But when you come out and you say, we're only going to hire a minority, you limit yourself in what your program can be.
Yeah.
Like I mean, there are a lot of good options out there. First of all, I mean, if you're going to hire a minority coach, why didn't you hire Herm Edwards?
I don't know. You serve a valid point.
You know, I mean, if you're going to hire a coach of color, a minority, you should have went and got Marvin Lewis from the NFL.
Yeah, I still think that would have been a terrible hire, but I mean, you know.
Well,
he did something right to be as bad as he was and keep that job as long as he kept it.
I really think it's just the ownership, the management of it.
They were content in doing what he was doing.
I think NFL coaches.
Hey, you look at them now, they're worst team in the league.
Yeah, well, I think NFL coaches can work in college football.
Yeah. College coaches can't coach in the NFL, though.
Exactly. And it's, I mean, it's weird, but, I mean, it's kind of accurate.
Plus, Marvin Lewis walks in your house and tells you to come play for me. Look, I know how to get
you to the NFL. I know what it takes.
I know a coach in every organization.
Yeah.
I can get you to the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not everybody's going to walk in your living room and have that connection from the word go.
So, I mean, why not? Why is Marvin Lewis and Hugh Jackson, why aren't their names thrown in the mix? Because, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think, for the most part, they got a shit end of the management deal.
Yeah. They were in terrible organizations.
They got dealt bad hands with quarterbacks that they didn't want, with players they wanted and wouldn't get drafted.
Sort of like where Nagy's at. He doesn't want Mitchell Trubisky there at all.
Okay, but Nagy, man. Oh. I said on the show before, he was the best coach in football last year. And last year, I believe that.
Bears are wasting that defense they got.
I do saw it, man.
They wasting that defense. They are pissing it away.
Well, and think about it like this, too.
They don't even have to have a top 10 offense. They just got, they score 20 points a game, they win. 17, they win.
Okay, but, you know, if they have a mediocre kicker, I think that Nagy just bring, like, the Bears in general bring the kicking woes on for them, yeah. You know?
It happens.
Because now it's like we
All right, I got a question.
All right, make it easy.
Do you think the committee got it right?
Well, I mean, other than the total disrespect to my Baylor Bears, I would say, yeah, for the most part, they got it right.
Overrated Baylor Bears, by the way.
Hey, we'll find out, you know, in 2 weeks.
We will. We will find out. But do you think they got it right?
Yeah, because I think what they're saying is, okay, Ohio State, number one, I got it. And if you talk to some people, they think, well, mathematically, they have the hardest schedule.
Yeah.
Than LSU. So,
which if you look at the analytics, they do have the tougher schedule played so far.
Naked eye. Oh, well, LSU went to Texas, and they've played Florida, and they've played Auburn. So, 1-2, I got you. 3, Bama, I got it. 4, Penn State.
I don't mind it.
Well, the reason I feel like they did it is because now it's, okay, Clemson 5. So, you're saying, Clemson, you are going to the playoff unless you just slip up.
If you lose, you're out.
But we are not happy with the way you're playing football right now.
And they wanted to let them know that.
Because you're going, because everybody on in top four right here, guess what? They're playing each other.
They have to play each other.
They are like they have to lose.
Shit's going to work out.
Two of them will lose. Two of them will win. And guess what? You're going to be about right up in here to the playoff.
Yeah.
But we're not happy with you. We know who you are. We know what you're capable of. So show it to us week in and week out now.
Yeah.
So I think they really got that right. I think Georgia being at 6 is an absolute slap in the face to the Pac-12.
I hate them at 6. They have not played good at all.
Against Florida, they played good.
Played well.
Jake Fromm played, you know, I mean, like, listen. I think his favorite thing to eat is gator meat because
he owns Florida Gators.
He just needs to bebop over there and make his residency in Gainesville.
Might as well. Maybe he'd play better every week.
I think that Oregon or Utah should have been in that 6 spot.
I would take Oregon.
Because they played Auburn.
Solely because the quality of loss.
Yeah.
And they are a shitty half away from being undefeated.
Yeah, because, you know, they should have rolled in a halftime like up 21 points.
You say what you want to. Oregon lost that game. Auburn didn't win it.
Absolutely. I think the Pac-12, you know.
I think they get a team in this year.
If Utah and Oregon go undefeated and meet each other.
That has to happen.
That's the only way. Because I think if Utah loses and then Oregon still goes and wins, I think that the committee is going to look at that and say no.
Because I believe right now, solidified, you have undefeated Ohio State in. Undefeated winner of Bama LSU.
I think undefeated winner of Ohio State Penn State in.
Yeah.
Barring Penn State, you know, undefeated.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
The winner of Bama LSU and the winner of Ohio State Penn State, assuming they win their conference and remain undefeated, locks.
Yeah.
Clemson.
Mortal locks.
Cakewalk.
Yes.
Through their rest of their cupcake schedule.
Really, you only have to look. You're having to look at who's number 4.
Who are you putting in at 4? Are you putting in a tough loss to Alabama LSU If that happens,
I'm putting in the undefeated Baylor Bears.
If they're undefeated,
they're going to be undefeated.
If they're undefeated at the end of the season, I don't see a scenario where you keep them out because they beat your number 9 team twice to do that.
The only way they get kept out is if, you know.
But if they suffer one loss, they're done.
Absolutely. Oklahoma, is it going to happen? No.
Oklahoma beats them in a couple weeks. Big 12. Sorry, you're done.
I don't think that's necessarily true. Because think about if Oklahoma beats Baylor and that's Baylor's only 2 losses.
No. They're going to take a one loss LSU or Bama before they would take a one loss
Big 12 champion?
Yes. You say what you want to. They've done it before. They'll do it again. They've done it.
Oklahoma really needs Kansas State to beat Texas this weekend.
Yes.
Really bad.
Yes. They need Kansas State to win out, to have a chance.
And they need Baylor to win out.
I think the Big 12 has no chance outside of Baylor winning out, which I do not believe is very likely.
They also need Kansas State to beat Baylor.
Yes.
So, it's
I don't think
they don't control their own destiny.
The Big 12 has no shot because you're looking at the same situation as you had Ohio State with the bad loss.
What if Minnesota goes all the way? Undefeated, wins the Big Ten. Beats Ohio State, beats Penn State.
You have to put them in.
They wouldn't play Penn State. So, beats Ohio State.
They do play Penn State.
No, I'm saying like in the Big Ten championship, they wouldn't.
They would either beat Penn State twice or beat Penn State and Ohio State.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have to put them?
You can't keep them out. I think an undefeated Big Ten champion, you can't keep them out.
Okay.
And you've proved that by putting 2 Big Ten teams in the top 4. Saying it is the second toughest conference.
I think they did that just because, I mean, it's the only other conference that has 2 undefeated teams.
They're saying that is the second toughest conference. Or it is the second top heaviest conference, is what they're saying.
I really think they only did that to tell Clemson, look, you're in, but we need more out of you.
You're not getting an argument from me.
I really think that's why Penn State was there. I'm not saying that I disagree with it. I'm not saying they didn't deserve it, but that's why. Trevor Lawrence, throw it to the people that, you know, wear the same jersey as you.
Yeah. They have not played well.
I mean, they've been picking it up lately.
But not what they should have been doing all year.
Do you think that they may just be, like, bored?
Probably. I'd be bored if I had to play Syracuse every week.
Okay, so how lit is the year 2030 going to be, though?
Shoot.
So we have Purdue or Virginia Tech, Ole Miss is 2030.
I can't remember exact dates.
So you're really starting to see, because I want to say Alabama and who was it? I'm Googling it. I sent it to you. You should have read it.
I was probably in class.
That's not an excuse to ignore me.
Yeah, but what's more important, my education or who Alabama plays in 10 years?
So it was Georgia, Ohio State.
Yeah. Thanks, schedule. Logan.
Yeah, thank you. Sidebar. Let's take a second. Do you know when I got diagnosed today, Logan didn't even care?
I'm well aware.
Like, just was like, hey, man, Kanye's running for president.
You text in a group chat, you know, hey, guys, I've been diagnosed with Bell's palsy. And I'm like, you okay, man? And then Logan's next message is, Kanye running for president 2020 and changing his name to Christian Billionaire.
Like, hey, man, thanks for the concern. Like, what am I supposed to say to that, man?
Hey,
like,
man, fuck you. You know Kanye's running for president.
You could have just been like, damn. Like, that's it. I saw you say, like, damn, man. That sucks.
It does.
I have my face paralyzed, and all of Logan doesn't care.
Anyways.
OSU and Georgia, I mean, I think this is setting a precedent to, in my opinion, that the NCAA is going to expand this playoff.
Yeah.
I also think that it's setting a good precedent, even if they don't. I mean, I don't care if they do or not. I think it's setting a good precedent that people are seeing that they value strength of schedule. Yes. They are valuing out-of-conference schedule.
Yes.
So let's go schedule out-of-conference games. Good.
And for the next 10 years, nobody's playing a better non-con game per year than Ohio State.
What?
You didn't see that list?
No, I didn't.
I don't know if I'd find it real quick, but if they had like, they're playing Oregon in back-to-back years.
Oh, that's lit.
Georgia back-to-back years.
Oh, so like, well, we're going like 2028, man. If we make it there.
If I live that long.
Flying cards. You know, I mean, we got to have those by now because, you know, that's when growing up. Oh, man, 2020, we're going to have flying cars.
2020, what do we have?
So 2030, we're going to have flying cars. Elon Musk is going to move and create a city on Mars. Yeah. And we're going to have really good out of conference college football games.
And I'm going to watch a game in Blacksburg.
Like, well, what's better in life, man?
I don't know. That may be the same year we go back to Columbia.
Yeah. Also, side note. Elon Musk will always have the underground tunnels by then, so we can just bebop on one of them and go to Virginia.
Yeah, we'll be there in like 30 minutes.
Wow, this man's really changing the world in 10 years. I just realized that.
If anybody can do it, it's Logan's man, Elon Musk.
That alien looking. Like, that is really good for the game, though. Yeah. Not Elon Musk, but obviously.
Potentially.
So, I think Ole Miss has a really good out-of-conference scheduling for the next few years at least. Baylor.
Yeah, UConn next year, man. Tough one.
Yeah. Whoa.
Tough one. Look out.
I'll bet you 10,000 to 1 odds right now Ole Miss doesn't cover that game.
I'll take that.
Whatever.
I'll bet you $1.
So that means I got to pay you 10 grand?
Yeah, especially if Ole Miss covers. That's a win for me. I lose $1.
What's up, Kevin from the office? He's like, dude, if anybody gives you 10,000 to 1 odds, you take it no matter what.
You take it.
Kevin. I think the Dolphins are 10,000 to 1 odds to win the Super Bowl.
Take it. They're hot. They got their first one of the season. We called it. Jets are terrible.
Jets are awful.
The Jets stink.
Oh, my God. Oh. Speaking of the Jets, do you think that Sam Darnold should have been taken higher than Lamar Jackson?
No.
Do you think that Josh Rosen should have been taken higher than Lamar Jackson?
No.
Josh Allen?
No.
Baker Mayfield?
Yes.
Bullshit. I knew you were going to say that.
Hey, man, you jump on something, you got to jump on full-hearted. I've been on Baker for a while. Give him a little time.
Honestly,
not everybody's great from day one.
No. I think that, and I said this last year on when we were talking, and I said this on draft day when they drafted, I will take Lamar Jackson third in that quarterback class.
Yeah.
I would take Baker over him because I felt like Baker had the swagger. It's a little rocky right now.
It's okay. It's going to get better. It always gets worse before it gets better.
That's what he told me about my Bills palsy. And then I would take Darnold just because I feel like Darnold is a complete package.
Yeah.
Minus the mono.
I was never a big Sam Darnold fan, though.
I do not think that he's like the second coming.
No, you don't view him as Colin Cowherd views him.
No, but I think that he is a complete quarterback.
He has the potential to be very good in the league, and he's shown flashes of that.
Yeah. But other than that, I would not have taken Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson.
No.
I would not have taken Josh Rosen.
No.
Josh Rosen, I probably would have taken last.
No.
You would have taken Josh Allen last?
I wouldn't have taken either one of them. I would have just waited till the next year.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you're predicting for them to go, they don't even have to go in the first round, really. Rank them one through five. Would you put Josh Allen or Josh Rosen last? Because we've already seen yours is Rosen. Baker, Jackson,
Darnold,
Allen, Rosen.
Yeah.
I think mine would just be Lamar and Darnold flipped.
Yeah.
Josh Rosen's not good.
No.
I think that somebody should give him a chance. Somebody like the Bengals should give him a chance. The Bears.
No, just go draft a new quarterback.
Okay, but why?
Go get Teddy Bridgewater in free agency.
Yeah, I don't think Teddy Bridgewater would go. I think Teddy Bridgewater would go to the Bears.
I mean, go give him some money. He'll come play. He's proven himself that he can win.
But if you
NFL
have a chance to draft Trevor Lawrence, number one overall in the next draft, is that really a chance that you'd feel like you would take?
Yes, but the number one pick is never guaranteed, especially when you have a defense like the Bears have.
If Josh Rosen's your quarterback in Cincinnati, do you think you're going to get the number one pick the next year?
Yes.
Okay, that's why I would trade for him.
But in Chicago's instance, they need somebody who can win.
If they need one person to win a Super Bowl, they shouldn't tank to get Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
They should go sign Teddy.
I thought that's where you were going. That's on me.
No, I meant like the Bengals should go get Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
And then tank. And then get Trevor. And, you know, that's a shitty thing to do to
a human
being.
Why not just go ahead and tank? Just don't care. If you're just going to give up something for Josh Rosen, just don't worry about it. We're going to suck with you or without you.
You could give up Andy Dalton for Josh Rosen.
Just suck. Just keep Andy Dalton.
That's a lot of money to just sit on a bench.
I don't care. If you're going to suck, just suck. His contract's almost up.
Yeah, but if he has 1 year left on his deal, I would trade him to Miami to get Josh Rosen.
I don't care, man. If you're going to suck, just eat it for the year.
I mean, it's not like there's a lottery. Like,
it don't matter.
Your tanking cannot backfire in the NFL.
No, you just got to lose more games than everyone else.
The Dolphins, I guess, don't want to tank.
No, nah, they want to win, cuzzy. Dolphins going to sneak in the playoffs, backdoor cover. They're going to win out and backdoor cover the playoffs.
Wouldn't that be some shit?
Yeah, they're 10,001, and you didn't bet on them. Win the Super Bowl.
I mean, like, all you got to do is place a $20 bet, man. That's all you would have to have done. I think I'm about to go do it now. I think you convinced me.
Might as well. What are you losing, $20? Chance to win $20
million? $20 credit, that's it?
What's that? Nothing.
All right, well, let's get into some picks for week 11. Listen, we're going to start it off with a bang. We got Penn State at Minnesota. Penn State's a 6.5-point favorite. Who are you taking? Are you rowing the boat is the question.
You know, I've been leaning Penn State and not really thought about this game all week. And I've been saying Penn State's going to win, no doubt.
No doubt.
I listened to PJ Flex interview.
Oh, man.
On Pat McAfee show. Necktie mentality and all that. And he really lit a fire under me. But it was not enough. I do love to row the boat. But I'm not going to pick with my heart this week. I'm going with Penn State.
That's a good pick. It's a really good pick. For me, there are no holes in this boat so far. It ain't sinking yet.
A loss to Penn State isn't a sinking boat.
Hand me a paddle, cuzzy, and let's get down the river.
You rowing it.
Golden Gophers by 3.
Ooh. I was really leaning to it, and then I saw a stat where the opposing quarterback.
Stats aren't real. You can't trust them.
The opposing quarterback, every game Minnesota has played this season, has been hurt in the first or second quarter. And has not played the entire second half of any game they've played.
Wait, that's true?
Yeah. Maybe not every game, but it was like 5 or 6 of them.
Holy shit, so like they're undefeated. I haven't watched them play.
Me neither, but I saw that stat.
Hey, like, you know what?
I mean, I'm giving you that information. I feel like you deserve to know that.
I appreciate the information. I really do. But it's in stone right now, man.
Aye.
Okay. If I lose, I'll eat it. Next up, we got the number one team in the nation, the Baylor Bears at TCU. Baylor's a 2.5-point favorite. Who are you taking?
I am sick and tired of watching Baylor win. I think they are pure pretenders and not contenders. And to get them off their winning ways, I'm going to pick the Baylor
Bears
to
win. Don't know. Don't curse us like that.
I'm going to sink the ship by myself.
Yeah, I'm going Baylor in this one, man.
You have no choice.
What if I just flipped the tables and I just said I'm going TCU?
I mean, you just called them the number one team in the nation. Then we couldn't trust anything you said.
Well, I am talking on the side of my mouth.
I mean,
that's fair.
I mean, they're your number one team in the nation, aren't they?
Absolutely not.
Ohio State, clearly the best team in the country. Been saying it for weeks.
Clearly?
Clearly.
Clearly.
Clearly. It ain't close, Cuzzy.
You're clear about it.
Yes, there ain't a doubt in my mind.
Nobody's close.
None. There's only one thing that would make me say otherwise, and that is Justin Fields going down.
But not Chase Young getting suspended for the year.
No, I think DBU and the rest of their stout defense can right the ship until he comes back. They're not in trouble, Cuzzy.
They're in trouble.
No.
If he can't go the rest of the way, they're in trouble.
No.
They're definitely in trouble when they play Penn State.
They're the number one team in the country for a reason.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but he's also part of that reason.
They're clearly the best team in the country.
Okay, man. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I believe they need to worry a little bit if he can't go.
They don't have anything to worry about with him not going until they get to the playoffs.
Okay. Texas Tech at West Virginia. Texas Tech's a 2.5-point favorite. Which shitty Big 12 team wins this game?
Pat McAfee went to West Virginia. I'm wearing George. West Virginia.
That's a really good pick. And that's a good reason. The George look good. Carhartts, man.
Appreciate it.
Well, Graham Harrell went to Texas Tech. Kind of led the nation at passing yards, so I'm going to go Texas Tech.
Good pick. He's not there anymore, though, just letting you know.
Oh, Pat McAfee ain't there anymore either.
No, but he just punted.
Purdue at Northwestern. Northwestern is a 2-point favorite in this game. Purdue has to win to keep their playoff, to get their bowl, not the playoff. My goodness, that's been out the picture since week one. To keep their bowl hopes alive. Who wins this game on the tall grass?
Purdue keeps their hopes alive.
I agree. They just have too much to play for right now to go lose to a really bad Northwestern team.
Northwestern's as bad as they've been in a long time.
Okay, but do you know who's also as bad as they've been in a long time?
Florida State
at Boston College. Boston College is a 2.5-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
I got a feeling it's going to be a really cold, smash-mouth game. And for that reason, I'm going with A.J. Dillon and BC.
Told myself before that when we were going through games, I had a few in my head. I was like, you know what? Whatever he goes with, I'm fading him. I'm going to go Florida State in this one. It's a toss-up game. I feel like I can go either way.
Yeah.
Stanford at Colorado. Stanford's a 3-point favorite. Who are you taking?
Said last year that Mel Tucker was a good head coaching candidate. I think Colorado made a good hire in Mel Tucker, and they get the win this week.
I think they made a good hire also. They beat my Sun Devils. I was a little upset. But he's not like most defensive-minded coaches.
Yeah. Their offense has gotten healthy over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, you know, they could have done that for Mike McIntyre, but then we wouldn't have had him. So, yeah. Can't be too disappointing.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, I'm going with Stanford on this one, man.
Fade me again.
All right.
Is that a true pick?
I was fading you again, but I also really think Stanford has a chance to win this game.
Yeah.
We got Kansas State at Texas. Texas is a 7-point favorite in this one. Who you taking?
Texas is terrible. Horns down.
Oh, look, Cuzzy, I'm going Kansas State. Oklahoma really needs Kansas State to win this game. Like, really needs them to win.
Big 12's out.
And I also believe that Kansas State can do it.
Oh, I do too. Sam Ellinger is terrible. Texas picked the wrong quarterback.
True.
Heard it here first.
Shane Buechele is balling.
Way better than Ellinger.
Balling. Give me Shane Buechele 10 times out of 10. I will take a baller over Ellinger any day of the week.
I ain't even got to think about it.
No, sir. Nah, it's not close in my opinion. Mm-hmm. The only reason Ellinger's our quarterback is he's bigger. Tell me I'm wrong. He's a bigger person, so let him be quarterback.
No, he was just born to be the quarterback at Texas, and that's bullshit. Why he's a quarterback at Texas.
Wake Forest at Virginia Tech. Wake Forest is a 2.5-point favorite in this one. I know you were kind of up and down about this one. Who you taking?
Wake. Big.
I'm going Wake Forest. I can't pick Virginia Tech, man. I'm not fading you.
Wake has too much offense.
Yeah. That line is really low. I guess it's just because it's in Blacksburg. Gotta be. Louisville at Miami. Miami's a 6.5-point favorite. Who you taking in this one?
Neither one of these teams have really let me down this year when I picked them. I've been rolling with them at the right time. The freshman for Miami has come up with two big wins in back-to-back weeks. He does not make it three, though. Louisville goes to Miami and gets the win.
Ooh. I like Louisville. They've turned it around, man. They've played really good, really well. But this was also a game where I said, I'm going to fade you. Miami at home. Manny Diaz doing something. I don't know if it's...
It feels like it's time for a letdown. They hadn't had a letdown in a few weeks.
I'm going to go with Miami in this one. USC at Arizona State. USC is a 2-point favorite in this one. Jaden Daniels is a game time decision in this game.
I don't care if he plays or if he doesn't play. Fight on. SC gets a dub.
Look, I knew you wouldn't care, but I was just going to share the stat with you.
SC gets it done.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I like Keaton Slovis and Graham Harrell calling the plays.
Arizona State coming off a bye week. They got kind of dismantled the 2 weeks before. I'm going with the Sun Devils in this one. Next up is a pretty big game. We got Iowa at Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a 9-point favorite. Who you taking?
Two words. Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, Iowa can't score.
No.
Four words. Nate Stanley is garbage.
Yeah, he sucks.
Wisconsin. Washington State at Cal. Washington State's a 7.5-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
Not going against the Pirate this week. Mike Leach gets it done. The air raid is too much for Cal and their depleted secondary.
Yeah, Cal's been banged up. Also, at quarterback position, I think they're down to their third, fourth string guy.
Mike Leach can have an off game and score 28-31. Cal ain't scoring 31 on anybody right now.
No. I'm going to go Washington State as well. Next up, we got Tennessee at Kentucky. Kentucky's a 1.5-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
Well, my season is starting to come full circle. If you had told me after Georgia State beat Tennessee as my super dog that I would pick Tennessee this year, I would have told you were an idiot. Well, I'm picking Tennessee this week.
Tennessee has a chance to be bowl eligible.
We don't. Matt Luke, pack your bags.
How crazy is that? After all the losses that they've had.
Yeah, Jeremy Pruitt had 1 foot out the door and the second one was in the air.
And he just backpedaled back in the house.
No. Well, I'm going to win a couple nice games for you, and here we go.
Yeah, I'm going with Kentucky with their wide receiver quarterback. Talk about a depleted team.
That's tough.
I think they get it done
at
home.
That's the main reason I ain't picking them.
Iowa State at Oklahoma. Oklahoma's a 14.5-point favorite. Surprise, surprise. Who you taking?
Oklahoma's pissed. They're going to make a statement this week.
Listen, even if they weren't pissed, I feel like they could just win this game.
Yeah.
Oklahoma by a lot.
Brock Purdy's good. He ain't that good.
And the game of the week of the year, LSU going to Bryant Denny, take on Alabama. Alabama's a 6-point favorite. Who you taking in this one?
Let me hear your thoughts.
I understand there are big-time games, and you need big-time players and coaches to live up to that. All right? I don't like LSU. I don't like Bama. I think they're both good teams. But this is one of those things that I've been struggling with also, and I kind of come to the same conclusion every time. I am not banking on Ed Orgeron to win this football game.
Right.
Because if that's the case, then they're not going to win. He can't win a big-time game. But I think that Joe Burrow and Joe Brady can win this football game. So I'm going to go with LSU in this one.
Ooh. Ooh.
And you don't know, we don't know Tua's status. Like, we know he's playing, but we don't know what's going to happen. That's a big factor.
LSU has played well on the offensive side of the ball this year. Everybody's talking about the quality of wins that they have had. You go to Texas and you beat Texas by 7. At the time, great win. Texas should have lost to Kansas at home.
Yeah.
You beat Florida at home. Good. You're playing Kyle Trask in probably the biggest game he's ever played in his life. And at night in Death Valley, of course you're going to win that game. You beat Auburn by 3. Good win. Until Auburn goes home and beats Ole Miss by 6 and looks terrible doing it, because Ole Miss isn't really that good.
They're awful.
The more I dive into LSU, the less impressed I actually am with them. Like I was telling my buddy Chris this week, I'm not on board. They have to knock the big dog off their pedestal for me to buy into them. And until you knock Alabama off their pedestal in the SEC, they are the standard. And for that reason, I'm going to roll with the tide, and they're going to win.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think it matters how healthy Tua is.
It's a good pick, man. I mean, I can't fault you for it. It's going to be a really good game. All right, so let's get into Air Raid Dogs. I'm taking Illinois plus 14.5 at Michigan State this weekend. Michigan State might have come out and said they're not fine D'Antonio, but something's got to give. Who are you taking in as your dog?
I'm going to take the GOAT, Mr. Coach Hugh Freeze.
Oh, absolutely.
And the Liberty Flames.
It's a good pick. At BYU this week?
Plus 17 at BYU.
That's a great pick.
The Christian Hugh Freeze takes down the Mormons of BYU.
What is it, the bad?
It's a different kind of holy war. It's a Christian university versus the Mormons.
Who comes out on top? Jesus or the cult?
Jesus wins.
All right, we're going to the NFL.
Dude, I did not see that going there.
Bills at the Browns. Browns are a 3-point favorite. Who you taking?
The Browns are a favorite?
Yeah, I was shocked too.
Nobody circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills. The Browns can only beat Ole Miss right now.
All right, I'm going with the Browns on this one, man, at home.
I hope you're right.
They got to figure it out this week.
I hope you're right.
Lions at the Bears. Bears are a 2.5-point favorite. Who are you taking?
The Bears are terrible. They're my Super Bowl pick. The Lions get it done.
I'm going to roll with the Bears this week. We've talked so much shit about them. I'm going to roll with them.
Yeah, seems like they're due.
Giants at the Jets for the Battle of the New York, New Jersey. Giants minus 3. Who you taking?
The Jets freaking suck. Giants
aren't far behind them.
There ain't no doubt in my mind who I'm going with.
Who?
The Giants. You lose to the Dolphins, you lost my credibility of ever winning another game.
Bounce back.
You have fun.
Bounce back game for my boy Donald. I'm going to go Jets with this one.
You have fun.
Vikings at Cowboys. Cowboys are a 3-point favorite. Who you taking?
Vikings at Cowboys?
Yeah, Vikings aren't. Yeah, and they're not. They don't have Thielen. He has been ruled out.
Skull. Vikings get it done.
Listen, we're talking primetime Cowboys. Dak Prescott is better than any other quarterback in primetime in the NFL. Facts. Facts. Numbers don't lie.
You just said 10 minutes ago, stats don't matter.
No, they don't.
So you're going with the Vikings.
I'm going with the Cowboys in this one, man.
That makes no sense.
Numbers lie.
Numbers don't lie.
Monday Night Football, divisional game, Seahawks at 49ers. 49ers are a 6.5-point favorite. Who you taking?
DK.
Ooh.
Gets 2 touchdowns. And a loss to the Niners.
You're partially true. DK does not get 2 touchdowns. He gets 1.
And I'll take it.
The MVP, Russell Wilson,
yeah,
goes on the road and hands the 49ers their first loss.
That defense is too tough. Who the Saints got this week?
The Falcons. It's like a 15-point game. We were both going to pick them. There ain't no point. Because they're playing the Falcons.
No, I'm not going to pick against Saints.
If they lose this game because we didn't pick them, I'm going to probably jump off a cliff.
Well, you deserve it. The Falcons have screwed you all year long.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Fuck the Falcons.
Well, okay.
All right, well, that has been another edition of the Air Raid Sports Podcast. I'm Chandler Carney. You can follow me on Twitter at MrCarney_14. He's Brady Scott. You can also follow him on Twitter at BWalt_8. And you can follow us anytime at Air Raid Sports. Thank you all for listening.